symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
As cold as a razor blade, as tight as a tourniquet, like the skin on a dying man.
I don't want a piece of the world. I want the whole world.
I make my own rules because it's much easier that way.
Trust me.
What's up, everybody? It's Marcus D'Angelo, and we are back for another episode of The Snake Pit. And of course, I am joined by WWE Hall of Famer, Master of the DDT, legend, Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just psyched for the show, bro. You know, I love doing this show.
Oh, dude, one of my favorites, too. You know, it's been a while since we did Jake Watch's Wrestle Crap, so we might have to do one of those soon. But, this one is hard to beat, too. This is our 17th edition of a fan favorite, Ask Jake Anything. And as always, our listeners delivered, I mean, just unbelievable questions. And as always, guys, we'll get to as many as possible. But if we miss yours, that does not mean it's just lost forever. We're going to roll questions over onto the next episode. So make sure you tune in to see if yours gets asked. Jake, isn't that a great way to force people to come back and listen to us again?
I like it. Force feed them.
That's right. That's the marketer in me coming out. I'm like, how do make people come back? Oh, we'll answer your question. You just gotta come back next time.
There you go.
All right, Jake, you ready to do this?
Let's do it, man. Fire them up.
Well, look, I moved this one to the top of the queue because it's a timely one and something I'm really interested to hear your take on. Troy Gensel, I think is how you say it, asks, what did Jake think when he heard about Billy Jack Haynes?
When I heard about Billy Jack Haynes? What about Billy Jack Haynes?
You didn't hear the recent news about him?
No.
Allegedly, Jake, because I wasn't there and I certainly don't need to be getting pulled into a lawsuit, he murdered his wife recently. In Portland, Oregon. He has an elderly wife. And he killed her. And then was in a 2-hour standoff with police. Allegedly, Jake. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Right. So, what do you make of that news?
It really doesn't surprise me.
Really?
Yeah, he was a little off. You know, he had some nuts loose. You know, he wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer type guy, you know. And he just had a quirk about him that I never felt safe around him.
You know, we brought him up when we were talking about WCCW because you were involved in a tag match with him. And you had said, if I remember right, you said he was off. And I've spoken to Jim Duggan and Ted DiBiase since, and both of them said, yeah, he was weird. And Jim said specifically, like, you kind of look in that guy's eyes and you can tell that there's something wrong with him.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something amiss. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, Jake. I broke the news to you. Pretty crazy. I mean, what a weird year it has been in wrestling already. It's only February, and there's been a lot of shit going on.
Between McMahon and,
Next up, we've got Dean Warren, who asks, sounds like back in the day, a lot of fans would try to fight wrestlers when they saw them at the bar. Did it happen to you often, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, it did happen. And you learn pretty quick, you know, you just don't go into some bars, you know, your neighborhood bar is not a place you want to go into because the same guys go there every night. It's their bar and they don't like you walking out of there with one of their women either. Say that. That's usually what happens is some woman will. Oh my gosh, he's on television all the time. Oh my gosh, he's a star. Next thing you know, the guy's, he ain't shit, I'll show you. Yeah, now you gotta thump somebody, you know? So, to be honest with you, man, it didn't happen to me that often. simply because I went into the right places.
Okay.
When I say right places, what I'm talking about is going into a place that has a lot of security.
I see.
Your neighborhood bar does not have any security. You know, TGY Fridays does not have security. But the landing strip does.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say it. I was like, I know a place that has a lot of security.
Yeah. And, well, believe it or not, and my wife doesn't believe it, that was one of the bigger reasons that we picked those places, is because we knew there was security. We could go in there and drink and not have a bunch of people fucking with us. Because if you got somebody messing with you in a titty bar, then you know you got a real problem.
I believe it. And like, it sounds silly, and I know a lot of fans are probably going to call bullshit too, but realistically, it's like, I mean, look, you guys are grown men. I'm sure you've seen many boobs in your day.
Yeah.
So it's like, you've seen it all. I think that, you know, at this point, you're probably just looking for a quiet place to have a drink.
Exactly. Place to drink and to have some decent music. And that's it.
And if you see some boobs along the way, then that's fantastic.
It happens.
Now, you know, I also think that a lot of fans are going to hear this and go like, oh, well, you know, these wrestlers are tough guys. And I'm sure a lot of wrestlers would say like, oh, no, I'd kick the shit out of anybody who fucked with me. But also realistically, it's like, that's a good way to get sued. And then like,
exactly. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You hit somebody. Now you're going to have to come back to town to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you got to pay for your airfare, for your hotel, and for your lawyer. You're $5,000 down before you ever start. So do you really want to slap this guy?
Fuck no.
Well, I had one. There was an instance one time where I slapped a guy. And the next thing I know, man, I'm sitting in fucking jail. And I may not get out. And wound up costing me close to $200,000.
Holy shit, for slapping a dude.
For slapping him. Sure as hell did. And the son of a bitch sent me a thank you note.
Oh my God, wait
Thanks
a minute.
Thanks for the cash, dude.
This was the dude, he was like a buddy of yours almost, right? And you were riding with him? This
he was riding thing. With me, yeah, I gave him a ride.
Okay.
Yeah, in Florida.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember that I think it was like Tully Blanchard was one of like the character witnesses or something. Yeah. And yeah, it was, man, what a complete fucking mess. And here's the other part of it that I think is kind of an underrated way to look at it is that, like, let's say that you win the fight, you could hurt your hands punching a dude.
You can like, get hurt, you can get stabbed.
Yep.
Real easy. And it's a no-win situation. It's a no-win situation.
Yeah, that tough guy bullshit is for the birds, man. Yeah. It's way easier to just be like, hey, whatever, bro, I'll leave you alone and just leave the bar.
I used to warn the nasty boys, you know. Some of the shit you guys are doing, man, you're asking for somebody to cut you.
Yep.
You know, and they, ah, rah, 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 rah. What happened? He got cut.
Well, based on what I've heard, Brian Knobbs is a guy that probably
instigated. Yeah, he was the one that got cut.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I knew it was him as soon as you said it. I was like, he seems like an instigator. All right, we can move on. Peter D asks, hi, Jake. Ever hear of wrestlers stealing other wrestlers' possessions from the locker room? Not as a rib, just straight up stealing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it happens, man.
Now, do you want to name any names? Anybody you suspected?
No. I'm going to go there.
Taking the high road. I get it.
Yeah.
Easier to not do that and then not have to fucking deal with any bullshit later. But yeah, I mean, after a while, I know that a lot of guys started padlocking their stuff, right?
Well, that or you give your stuff to somebody to hold.
Okay, somebody you trust.
You know, or lock it in your car.
Way easier.
Yeah. Put it in the trunk and lock it.
It speaks volumes whenever you've got to keep shit in your car because you can't trust the boys with your stuff.
No shit.
Now, what's the worst that somebody has got, like, messed with your things while you were away at the ring?
Do you remember? They stole a necklace of mine, a gold necklace.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, about $3,000.
Was this WWF days or before?
Yeah.
$3,000 down the tubes.
Yep.
Brutal. Barry asks, did Jake, this is a pretty timely one given the circumstances recently, did Jake get much time around Rita Chatterton? Looking back on the whole thing really makes me wonder now.
Rita Chatterton, is that the referee? Yep,
female referee. She alleges that she was raped in Vince McMahon's limousine by Vince.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that was like a. She apparently said that this happened in July 1986. So you were with the company.
Yeah.
And then I think that she sued him and they ended up settling semi recently, like within like the last 5 years, something like that.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. But do you remember her?
Oh, yeah. I remember her. She's great. She did a good job out there.
Man, the first female referee, which was not acknowledged for years, they ended up saying that somebody else was the first female referee because she sued the company. But still, it's like, you know, that's a pretty historic thing, pretty unheard of back in 86.
Yeah, it was, man. No, she did a good job out there, man.
Brett Travers is up next. What does Jake order when he gets Chinese food? How about Mexican? So, Jake, Chinese first.
Come as some young guy.
Never heard of it. I'm gonna call my Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, it's a good soup. something'll stick to your ribs.
Oh God! So I think I just lost my appetite for Chinese.
I don't know, Mugu Gai Pan's all right.
Okay.
You know, chicken chow mein's all right. Yeah.
Now, how about Mexican food?
Oh, fajitas, brother, all the way.
Gotta be. I'm with you.
Yeah, gotta be a fajitas, man.
Now, were there any cities in particular that you felt were like, oh, I can't wait to get to that city and get that food from them?
I'm sure there was, but I can't think about it right. I can't think of one right now off the top of my head. Yeah, there is one. Chinese food. And, what town is that in? Shit. I was just there. I did my comedy there, in fact.
Oh, was it in Ohio?
No. I want to say around Baltimore or Philly.
Hmm.
But really good Chinese food, man. They love the boys there. And of course, for seafood, you go to that place that, you know, used to advertise on our show podcast, you know.
Jimmy's.
Yeah.
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 So if that promo code is still alive, go into our old archives and use it to get some Jimmy's. Even if not, go get some Jimmy's because they're amazing.
Great, man.
Jake. No. Now, look, as a Pittsburgh guy, I've also got to ask you, have you ever had Primanti Brothers sandwich?
No.
Never?
No.
All right, next time you're in Pittsburgh, we're going to get one.
All right.
Wesley asks, what's the most hardcore thing Jake ever did in a match? Did he ever go through a table?
Not intentionally.
Wait a minute. Well, how did you accidentally go through a table?
Fell off the edge of the ring.
Oh, shit. When was that?
Oh, that was like in 92.
How did the crowd react to the bump?
Oh, they flipped out, man. Not as much as I did.
Did it hurt?
Fuck no. Scared me.
I'll bet.
You know, because it just go through it. It didn't hurt at all.
Do you remember who you were working with?
No, I don't. Sure don't.
Now you.
What is the other thing I did? I used to do a thing that I stole from Sergeant Slaughter where you'd run into the corner and at the last minute you'd jump and you'd leap over the top rope and you grab the pole and you bring your hands down, you know, you hit you like you're hitting your head.
Okay.
So I went and did it, and somebody had fucking been in that corner, and they had oil on or something. They'd oiled up the post.
Oh.
My hand slid, my fucking head hit that son of a bitch, man. In fact, there's a scar right there. Right there.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, I woke up about an hour later. I had to take a few days off.
I'll bet. How many stitches?
9.
Good Lord. Was this WWF too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
that happened in Fort Myers.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you never did that spot again.
Never again.
Yeah, fuck that.
I marked that off my list.
Now, you know, you talking about going through the table and the audience reacting reminded me of the story of you accidentally discovering the DDT.
Yeah.
Like, so after you go through the table, it doesn't hurt. The crowd reacts. Were you ever like, maybe I should start doing that every once in a while?
Fuck no, because I had to pay for the table.
That fucking Vince made you pay for it?
No, Bill Watts would have.
Oh, Bill Watts definitely would have. Yes, probably charge you double so you could get another table.
Yeah.
All right. Justin X Vepa is up next. If Jake could ask any wrestler from any era any question, who would he pick and what would he ask? That's a hell of a question.
Wow. Gosh, there's so many questions you can ask people. I don't know, man.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge, that leaves a lot of, but you can ask this, you can ask that. I'd ask Hulk. You know, what I'd ask him is, if you had to do it all over again, would you do it the same way?
Now, that's a hell of a question.
There's a lot to that question.
Especially because you're the guy asking it. Because yeah. To Hulk, he could interpret that as, like, does he mean our rivalry? Because I'd be willing to bet that if Hulk could go back to 1986, I would be willing to bet that he would say, you know what, should have just worked with Jake.
Yeah, he said that.
Did he?
Yeah, he has said that.
But, you know, it also, like, you just look over the scope of his career and it's like, yep, guy had a ton of success, made tons and tons of money. However, you know, he also made some enemies along the way, some tactical errors here and there. I bet. Yeah, man, that's a great question, Jake. William X is up next. Did Jake ever comment on the passing of Killer Khan? What were his best memories? No, I guess we never did talk about Killer Khan.
No, we didn't. I didn't know he passed.
He did. This was like, oh gosh, maybe a month or so ago.
Wow. God, I remember working with him, man, and that scream that he would do. Oh, scares you half to death. Blood curdling scream. You know? Jesus fucking Christ, man. What a pleasure to work with. I mean, he was a real, real ring savvy guy, man. He knew what to do out there, bro. He really did. And I hate to hear that he's passed, man. Gosh.
Yeah. You know, it's completely on me. Definitely should have asked you about this whenever I heard about it. It just slipped my mind whenever we'd record. Yeah. But yeah, it's, man, what a legend the guy was and a hell of a heel, wasn't he?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, man. I love working with him.
Big time character. Would you say, like, what were your thoughts when it came to his ring style?
It was beautiful. He was your ultimate heel, man.
Mm-hmm.
He could go out there and get it done, no doubt.
Man, rest in peace to Killer Khan. What a legend. Certainly deserving of a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, definitely.
Josh asks, what did Jake think of Kevin Dunn retiring? Jake, how much influence do you think a guy like Kevin had on the product for all those years with WWE?
Well, he had a lot of influence on it, man. I mean, without him, you don't get on there. You know, because he's slicing and dicing. And, yeah, he had a lot to do with it, man, the overall product. He did a great job, too.
responsible for how we all got to view wrestling for many years, the way it looked and how it was produced, stuff like that. And, you know, certainly a power player for many, many years behind the scenes with WWE. Now, I've heard a lot of mixed things about Kevin over the years as far as what kind of a person he was. So, Jake, I'll ask you, like, in your experiences with Kevin, what did you think of him as a dude?
I got along fine with him.
Yeah.
But never had an issue. Never had an issue.
You know, it's funny because you hear these stories from people in wrestling and it's like, okay, is that just because maybe they didn't get what they wanted when they were on this guy that they have that negative thing to say, or is there something more to it? It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pitch.
Yep. Nathan Pearson is up next. Jake, his brother Sam Houston, and his sister Rock and Robin were all in the WWF at the same time for a while. What was it like having your siblings in the company with you?
It was all right. You know, I didn't... Hell, my father was there too, so...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it didn't matter to me. I still went out and did my thing. They went and did their thing.
Did you, like, travel with them or anything like that?
Not much.
No?
No. Maybe a handful of times.
Are you, like, close with your siblings or just kind of different paths?
Different paths.
Happens to a lot of siblings.
Yeah, especially in this business.
For sure. All right, Darian A. asks, did you ever mess with another wrestler's gear? So kind of flipping it back on you, I'm sure you never stole anything, but Jake, did you ever fuck with somebody's stuff?
Oh, yeah, put Icy Hot in their underwear. You know? Put Icy Hot on their clothing, underneath their arms.
Oof.
Because as soon as it starts to sweat, it's going to... go up in flames.
Now, is there anybody in particular you would target with this kind of thing?
I can't say. I got to protect the innocent.
Yeah, there you go. Would you stick around when you do something like that?
You got to see it.
Right. I'm sure they started selling it not too long either.
It didn't take long, bro.
Oh, gosh. Especially the underwear. Oh,
especially
boy.
The underwear, man.
Did you have any other little trips or tricks you like to use on folks?
Oh, gosh. Maybe on an airplane dropping stink bombs.
Stink bombs?
Yeah, in first class as you walk through there.
So you'd be on your way back to coach in this instance. You drop a stink bomb.
Yeah, I say, hey, Ted, how you feeling, man? Is your stomach any better? Drop one.
Oh, that's great shit. Kurt Regina, I don't know, asks, it sounds like you've had a lot of tag team partners. That's for damn sure, as we've been discussing Mid-Atlantic. If you can pick just one as your favorite, who and why?
Steamboat. Yeah.
That's a good answer. I thought for sure you were going to say Undertaker, though, because, man, you guys were pretty fun in the short time you were together.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'd have to be Steamboat. He knows how to sell.
Yes, he does. I put a related question here next from Alan Furzer, who asks, how did you end up teaming with Dory Funk Jr. in 1983, and what was it like?
It was pure fucking hell.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because he had one speed, which was slow. And the other thing was, once he got in there, he was going to do everything that he could think of before he tagged me back out. So I would start the match, do like 2 minutes, tag him in. 20 minutes later,
oh my God,
I'd get the tag. By then, the match is already in the shitter. It's been there for a long time.
Already in the shitter, as in like, I know that you said he had that slow, plodding, methodical kind of style.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel like he was not a very entertaining wrestler overall?
Yeah, he's very boring. In fact, he used to say that. He says, God damn it, I want to wrestle that guy they keep chanting for. If they just send him to the ring, I'd beat his ass. I'm like, who's that? He says, they keep chanting Bo Ring. Who is Bo Ring?
It took me a sec, but I got it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bo
man.
Bo Ring.
Bo Ring. Dude, that's amazing. I've been wondering too, because I've seen those photos and like I'm trying to keep the timeline of your career in my head. I'm like, okay, so Jake was with Mid-Atlantic, then he moved on to Florida. And how did you find yourself back working for NWA with Dory?
Just stupid. Just stupid.
So they invited you back.
Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
How long did you last this time around with Dory?
Same, about 4 months, 5 months.
Okay. All right, well, we're gonna have to watch some of that footage back one of these days, and we can just trash the whole thing. I won't put you through that. Robert Frank reached out to me in my DMs and asked a great question. He says, Jake, I've been a fan of yours since I was 13. I'm now 46. The Resurrection is without a doubt the most inspirational documentary I've ever watched and has helped me greatly, not only with controlling my own drinking habits, but also my mental health in general. At this stage in your sobriety, do you ever get cravings for alcohol that you still fight, or have you gone so long that now it doesn't bother you?
I'm glad to say that it doesn't bother me at all.
That's incredible.
At all, man. I mean, I can go anywhere. I don't care what the event is. And there could be drunks surrounding me. It doesn't bother me at all. Not at all, man. No cravings, no thoughts, no dreams. It's wonderful.
Dude, that is awesome. Because you hear about folks that like either stop with drugs, alcohol, smoking. You know, I smoked for about 12 years and then I stopped. And I think I've been done now for about 11 years. But I'll dream about it every once in a while. And yeah. I'll get a weird craving every once in a while. So it's incredible that you're not dealing with that.
Not one.
Dude, incredible. Next up, we've got Johnny Gringo, who asks, this is a pretty interesting one. He asks, did Grizzly Smith ever wrestle Buford Pusser? So for those fans who might not know, Buford Pusser was a pro wrestler who became a sheriff in Tennessee back in the day, who waged war on illegal activities along the Tennessee and Mississippi state line, and was such a badass that he inspired songs, books, and the movie Walking Tall, which was a reference made by Bill Watts in Mid-South all the time. So now with that set up, do you know if your father ever crossed paths with him?
I do not know.
Did you ever cross paths with him?
No.
Oh, man. So the guy's a legend. Were you into like Walking Tall or any of that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all that shit.
Pretty cool shit that this guy was in the business working in the Mid-South area.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Well, that was worth a shot. Next up, we've got the Grim Reaper, who has a question we discussed on the episode about your encounter with Muhammad Ali. But let's start with what were your thoughts when it came to working with the Snowman in 1985 Mid-South?
How long can this bullshit go on? That was my thought.
How long did you end up having a thing with
him? Oh, fuck, about 3 months. Oh, it was brutal.
Not a good worker overall?
Oh, God. Horrible.
I've heard wrestlers say, I think it was Dutch Mantel actually recently said that he was really stiff in the ring. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
A dude who's like, so he's not being an asshole. He's not like trying to fuck with you. He's just green and he's stiff. How do you handle that? Like, is it tell him?
Lean on him. Lean on him.
Blow him up.
Blow him up.
That'll make anybody
stiff. Blown up, they can't do shit.
Nobody can be stiff after that.
Nope.
I wish Blue Chew was one of our sponsors right now. It would be a perfect spot. Orion Pax says, hi, Jake. Big fan. Do you still watch wrestling today? Jake, do you catch a lot of it in your spare time?
I catch some. I watch the AEW.
Now, what about old wrestling? Do you ever go back on YouTube or WWE Network and watch
it? No, man, I don't do that. I don't do that. If I want to watch some old stuff, I've got about 300 hours of my shit that I can watch.
Now, what about, like, was any of your stuff that you were a fan of before you got into wrestling, or maybe when you were really young in wrestling, was any of that stuff on film?
Not much.
Oh, okay. Very few of it, or very little of it's easy to find.
Yeah, it's hard to find, bro.
I gotcha. 2SS Dream asks, Jake, do you remember breaking a car window in Florida because a kid was locked inside and could not unlock the door? I've never heard about this.
I haven't either.
Okay, so somebody apparently down there in Florida has a story about you breaking a car window that is very inaccurate.
Oh, well, at least I did it for a good reason.
Yeah, if you did it, awesome. That's a great reason.
I don't remember that.
Hayden Onstott asks, hey, Jake, what's something a fan wouldn't know or be surprised to know about the wrestling industry? Anything jump out at you?
It's real.
There it is, folks. After all these years, all the debate.
It's real.
The truth is revealed. It's all real.
Oh, man, I don't know. That question there, brother, that opens the door for a lot of bullshit.
There's an awful lot.
I think one of the most amazing things about the WWE was doing TV tapings for them back in the old days. And you'd have to wrestle three times. And you had to pay for your own hotel. You had to pay for your rental car. And they paid you $50 for the night.
Holy shit.
For the night.
What the fuck, man?
So figure it out, folks. What does that work out to?
Negative, what, 150, 200?
Yeah, exactly. $16 a match? Ugh. Fuck.
Were you giving that much? I've heard that figure before, and I also heard that a lot of guys would just give it to the enhancement guy they worked with.
Like, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, might as well. What are you going to do with an extra 50?
Yeah.
Jake, we'll hit like three more and call it a day here.
All right.
Guy Fairborn asks, talk to us about Tony Atlas. Did the boys know he had a foot fetish back in the day?
Yes, we did. Never go to a fucking restaurant with Tony Atlas with you.
Oh, no. What happened?
He's going to embarrass the fucking shit out of you. I've seen him actually lay down on the floor and have women walk on his face with shoes on.
In the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Heels.
Oh, my God.
Walk on his face with heels on.
What's the conversation like with Tony after that?
He don't give a fuck. He's happy.
Very interesting. Very specific thing that he digs. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, good for him, man. Go live your dream, Tony. Gil Hoffman asks, not sure if this one has been asked or not, but has Jake ever been in a backstage fight? How did it go? If not, what's the closest he came to fighting one of the guys?
Never have, but I did chase one of the Bulldogs one time.
Was this after they fucked with the snake?
Yeah.
So for those fans who don't know, Jake, I've heard the story. I'll let you tell it. What would the Bulldogs do to fuck with Damien?
Oh, they throw cigarettes in on him, lit.
Yeah.
They'd suplex the bag.
What shit the fuck, like man. That. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
All right, last one. What's Jake's favorite action figure of himself?
The one they haven't made yet.
Oh, okay.
Need one more.
What kind are you hoping for?
Oh, I want it to be those fire pants, definitely, you know.
Hell yeah.
The flames, yeah.
I'd like to see like a Mid-South Jake. Somebody,
oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know that like Power Town Toys are making like the old school action figures of guys, and man, it'd be cool if they could get your likeness on one of those.
I'd like for them to do it.
He's got a couple follow-ups. First, what did Jake think when he first saw his action figure on the shelf at the store? Did he buy a ton of them or get them for his kids?
No, I thought, what a sick world.
So when you, I mean, it's got to be the most surreal feeling ever. You walk into a Walmart or a convenience store or something,
yeah,
and there's you on the shelf. Like, man, it's got to be strange.
Oh, I like those giant cigarette lighters they had too, you know.
Cigarette lighters.
Is that for a crack pipe or what?
Dude, they were just making, it was everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. I think one of the craziest I seen was, not crazy, just I couldn't believe they were actually selling, was sheets and comforter kits for their beds.
Yes.
And curtains. Right. And curtains. My God, what kind of twisted kid is that going to wind up being, you know? He's going to have bad dreams his whole life.
Got Jake the Snake just staring at him 24/7.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, look, actually, as a matter of fact, he says, this is his final question. What did Jake think of his squirt head figure? And I got a picture for us.
Take yeah. That. I like the squirt head. Those used to be fun at the airports.
You carried them on you?
Carry it in your hand and just walk through the airport and squeeze it every now and then. Watch people fucking jump and turn around.
But you just keep walking.
Just keep walking.
That's good shit. Yeah, man, it's the like that squirt head. Like I think they made like a fucking toothbrush of you at one point, and shampoo bottle top stuff. Like, just, man, anything that they could monetize.
They did it. And
I've heard recently that the checks or the percentages were not all that favorable to the.
They weren't, man. They were horrible.
Probably make your stomach turn to find out how much money was made on that shit.
Oh yeah.
Well, guys, listen, next week, one way or the other, as we're listening to this, it will be a couple days after my wife, at the very least, will be induced with her with our child. So next week, you will not get to see me and Jake. However, we do have a special episode where I brought Larry Zbysko on, and Larry and I are talking about Starrcade 1997 when he faced Eric Bischoff. And boy, it's a fun episode. Larry's a fun personality, and we had a really good time, so we'll look forward to doing that. And Jake, I guess I'll see you down the road, my friend.
What you can do, man, is just go in your bedroom and drop an elbow on her.
Okay, like one of those Greg Valentine.
Yeah, absolutely, elbows. Absolutely. Have your dad come over and catch the baby in a catcher's mitt.
So the trick, folks, is not laying on the stomach. You got to get him up by like the lungs, right?
Oh yeah.
Shoot that baby right out.
Yeah.
Well, look, I told her, I was like, because she's working right up to the last minute. So I told her, I was like, listen, if that baby comes while you're at work, I need to be the one that takes you. So you know how sometimes if you hold in a poop, it just goes away? So like, just do that with the baby. She's giving me some bullshit about how that won't work. I don't believe it.
Yeah, all right.
All right, that'll do it, brother.
All right, take care of yourself, man.
Okay, just want to remind you all before we go that if you're looking to attract that 25 to 54-year-old male demographic to your product or service, you've got to hit advertisewithsnake.com. Jake is an absolute legend. He is still on TV with AEW. He's still out there meeting and talking to fans all the time, and you can get him to put over your stuff to that demographic. I mean, when Jake talks, wrestling fans listen. If you want some proof that what we do here works, just listen to our show. We routinely advertise for the same businesses because they know that what we do works. Head over to advertisewithsnake.com and get teamed up with the Hall of Famer to our super targeted audience. JakeTheSnakeShop.com has got all kinds of great collectibles straight from the man himself. If you're feeling a little lonely after Valentine's Day, why not grab yourself a new buddy with a Jake Wrestling Buddy over at JakeTheSnakeShop.com? It's a pretty cool throwback to one of your favorite toys from your childhood, except this time, instead of taking your ass over to Toys R Us, you can get it shipped straight to you from Jake the Snake himself, and it's signed. You've got to take a look for yourself at all this awesome, rare, signed merchandise. Go right now to JakeTheSnakeShop.com. Pick yours up today. Cameo.com/JakeSnake is your destination if you want a personal message, a promo, a birthday wish, a roast, or if you just want to say hi to legendary Jake Roberts. Here's a recent review from Anonymous. The video was authentic, personalized, and heartfelt. Thank you again so much. A cameo from Jake is great for any occasion. Jake loves doing these. He loves having a chance to interact with you, his fans. And if you're a lifelong fan, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. Again, it's cameo.com/JakeSnake. Go and order yours today. That cold weather isn't going anywhere, folks, so you might as well greet it in style with some of our gear at the Snake Pit page at boxofgimmicks.com. We've got you covered on awesome vintage-style merch that acts like a true love letter to those fans of the 80s and 90s. We've got the classic Trust Me hoodie. How about the Jake Ice Cream Bar sweatshirt? And what about the new Cruel But Fair design that's a throwback to Jake's Mid-South days? Seriously, go and have a look at this stuff, support our podcast, and wear some really cool-looking clothes while you're at it. Again, it's the Snake Pit page at boxofgimmicks.com. You guys have got to check us out on YouTube. It's youtube.com/@snakepitpod. We've got some short clips, we've got highlights, and exclusive content. We are inching closer and closer to 30,000 followers, and we are far from done. When we hit 30,000, we're going to celebrate with a huge giveaway that I can guarantee fans of Jake are going to be absolutely psyched about. Don't miss out on your chance to win the giveaway, and don't miss all the great content we have over on our YouTube page. Get subscribed today. It's youtube.com/@snakepitpod. Hey, speaking of YouTube, if you like what we're doing here on the Snake Pit, you've got to get subscribed to the Everybody's Got a Pod YouTube page. Both Ted DiBiase and now Hacksaw Jim Duggan are part of the page contributing original content, and you do not want to miss out on these unique Hall of Fame perspectives and some really, really great stories. The only way to get new episodes of Jim's podcast, The Hacksaw Hour, is on our YouTube page. It used to be on adfreeshows.com, and the first 8 episodes can still be found there. But moving forward, every episode of The Hacksaw Hour is available exclusively on the Everybody's Got a Pod YouTube page. And Jim is also providing videos of his day-to-day activities. Seriously, go and check it out and get subscribed right now. It's youtube.com/@everybodysgotapod. Also, if you've enjoyed the Snake Pit, please like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review on all platforms. That helps Jake and I out a bunch. It makes us look really great and attractive to advertisers and helps us keep this podcast free for you, our listeners. It only takes a couple of minutes, so please go and give us a 5-star review right now. Just a reminder, you can get the Snake Pit and all the other shows in our network early and ad-free over at adfreeshows.com, and it starts at just $9 per month. As I mentioned, that is less than 15 cents per episode per month. I mean, come on, that is a crazy deal. And on top of that, you get tons of bonus content. You've got interactive chats with your favorite hosts and wrestling personalities, and there's so much more there. Ad-Free Shows just added the new series Beyond Nitro with Guy Evans. He's the author of the Nitro book, which has gotten really, really popular and has the personal endorsement of Eric Bischoff. Guy is on AFS providing an even deeper look into the key elements, themes, and stories discussed in the book. And if you're a fan of the Monday Night Wars era of wrestling, you are going to want to check it out. Not to mention access to shows like Tuesdays with the Taskmaster with Kevin Sullivan, Lex Express with Lex Luger, The Monday Mailbag with Mike Chioda, Enter Sandman with the Sandman from ECW. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to all the great content over there and old bonus episodes that you can go over from some of your favorite classic hosts. Get over there right now and sign up because you're missing out on so much great content if you are not a member of the Ad Free Shows family. Again, it's adfreeshows.com. Catch Jake on X at JakeSnakeDDT, on Instagram at JakeTheSnakeDDT, and on Facebook at RealJakeTheSnake. You can follow me at Marcus P. D'Angelo on X, and you can follow the podcast at SnakePitPod on all social media platforms. I love doing these. I love getting to take questions from you guys with Jake. It's cool seeing him react kind of on the fly. There's no prep. We are just going in with your questions, and I know that he loves being surprised by it every time. Please keep bringing them over at Snake Pit Pod on all social media platforms, or you can hit me up in my DMs. Again, I'm on X at Marcus P. D'Angelo. We'll see you guys next week right here on the Snake Pit.